Is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The info war continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
Today's War Room Live. Unfortunately, I don't. Ladies and gentlemen, the Wicked Witch of South Carolina has won another election, defeating Mark Lynch and remaining the preeminent power block in the United States Senate. Of course, I'm referring to Lady Graham, or Lindsey Graham, as he or she is known colloquially, right? We're going to go ahead and get into this story today and a number of other ones. I'm really looking forward to later on in the broadcast being joined by special guest and congressional candidate Jose Vega, as well as talking about the situation in the UK and the situation in the Carmelo Anthony Austin Metcalf trial. But before all that, you may have noticed, you've seen me on the network before, I'm sure, I'm a little bit buttoned up right now. Okay, get him off the screen. Let's look at somebody with some style, all right? Check this out. A friend gave this to me, a very tall friend of mine. He's like, hey, I wore this jacket in like a junior year of high school, because I was like, I'm too broke to go to Men's Warehouse right now. I'm like, I got to find something. And bang, bang, boom, I just had the right fit right there. That's because you got great friends and great family, great people around you. I'm here in the studio today because of that and many other reasons. So I just wanted to shout out Seth. Thank you so much for letting me borrow your jacket, letting me have it. Fits me like a glove. So let's go ahead and get into the top news today, which, of course, is Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, apparently, you know, apparently the boomers are this powerful, received 150,000 votes, receiving 58% of the votes in the Republican primary, with Mark Lynch, who is a distinguished gentleman, he's been interviewed on the network before, receiving 70,298 reportedly at 27%. So as a young person, as a 23-year-old man, I have to look at this situation and go, is the boomer power block truly insurmountable? Because, of course, this doesn't just happen in a vacuum. This is kind of a series of victories in the primary elections on the side of the GOP, where we have real America First candidates being swamped by a neocon swamp Zionist creations. People like Ed Gallarin, people like Lindsey Graham, even radical leftists like Jamal Bowman have been primaried because they don't support Israel enough. This is what we're running up against. Lindsey Graham, it's everything they want and more. He's a person that can be blackmailed. He's a person that can be controlled. He's a person that probably enjoys it at the end of the day. Exactly. Senator Lindsey Graham wins primary over America First challenger. You can go back to 2 years ago. Crew, see if you can find this. You can go back to 2 years ago, Trump saying, I wish I didn't endorse Lindsey Graham, and the only reason why he's a senator is because I endorsed him. Well, are we supposed to believe the Donald Trump of 2 years ago, the one that promised us no new wars, economic recovery, cheap energy, cheap LNG, low inflation? Or are we supposed to believe the Donald Trump of now, who says that the bubble wand wielding bandit is a MAGA and we are not? So I just, this has a personal sting for me, because I wasn't born yesterday and I remember all of this. And I remember back in 2015, Lindsey Graham, basically, I think he was at one point running against Trump. And to go from their discourse now to their discourse back then, it's completely intolerable. We can't accept this level of incongruency from our political leaders. They can't just switch up on us and say, hey, you know, I was calling this guy an evil swamp creature, neocon demon 8 years ago, but now he's my a chuckle buddy, my good buddy. It's all in good fun. They're friends because they're grifting. They're friends because they're stealing. They're friends because they're taking us to war and everyone else hates them for it. So they have this shared group identity and like, oh yeah, we're bad. We're evil. We're destroying the planet. We're stealing the money. We're paying the MIC. We're selling our military off to Israel, literally merging at Section 224, which I'm going to get into Friday. All of it, they're united in that evil. And then normal, regular people, even people that have worked in that system their entire lives, like ex-military individuals, they look at it and say, whoa, what is this? Because they're not serious people. Lindsey Graham likes to say, oh, I'm a veteran, blah, blah, blah. Lindsey Graham is a combat lawyer. That's what he used to call himself. That's what he used to brag about. What does that mean? Well, it means, you know, he's allowed to say he's got some knowledge of the armed forces and this, that, and whatever and whatnot. It's kind of a license for him to send your sons and daughters off to war. After all, you know, he served. He was the combat lawyer. What are the people that had like 8 combat deployments or 11 combat deployments, like an Anthony Aguilar or Joe Kent, say about the conflict, say about the crisis? They're crying for it to stop. They're calling for it on all platforms, and they're doing a great job of it. What does somebody like Lindsey do, who's not a combat veteran, who has no combat experience? All he does all day is lobby for young men like me and young women. It's all inclusive with him, although he likes the boys more, I will say. I think that's well known. He wants us to go fight and die in the Middle East. And regrettably, that's what people from South Carolina voted for. So I'm only very interested in the third hour to interview and just do phone interviews, do phone call-ins. Of course, it's a radio show on TV. People that are from South Carolina, because I want to ask you, how does this happen? Okay, I've done a little bit of background research, so I can speak to it. I am aware they're in the top 10 in the nation for boomer population, and that's a whole thing. I had a boomer debate yesterday. I'll tell you a little bit about that later. But when you start to think of it as like this entrenched power block, and you're like, why are they there? We know that voter fraud can be real. We know that mail-in ballots can be fraudulent. Look at the Democrats. Look at what they did, especially in 2020, all right? I think that's pretty much, you know, widely open to interpretation, but now agreed with. So theoretically, on the same side, if there is an entrenched neocon power block, maybe they could use some of the same tricks, you know, to push some people over the hump. And Lindsey, you know, I think it's safe to say, you know, even if they added a little bit more sugar to the tank was already full of sugar. All right. 150,000 votes, 58% of the vote. He won by more than double. So you can look at that and go, well, you know, maybe it is what it is, whatever. But you look at Massey and you look at Ed Gowron, right? Ed Gowron is somebody who, you know, all those medals he has from being a special forces person. Here's the thing. I'm a total civilian, total pacifist, total hippie, you might even call me. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to go advocate for a war that I'm not going to go fight and die in. And I think everyone that's using their military credentials or special forces, Marine Corps, all that to say, hey, you need to go fight and die. They're being paid by Israel and other places to say that, other power groups. I think you're disgusting. And I think your military medals are just refrigerator magnets. All right. I'm going to play you a clip of a guy later who is our ambassador to NATO talking about, oh, you know, we got to go in. We got to do it. It's all a lie. We never stop going in. The war has never stopped. We're going to get into all that. But I want to continue on with Lady Graham, Lindsey Graham, because it deserves this attention. It's like bigger than his or her birthday. Okay, imagine you get the endorsement from the corrupt neocon power bloc. You get Donald Trump to endorse you as well. You apparently win the election. What's up? Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Just give me a tip.
All right, I appreciate it. I didn't see it in the mirror. My dad's coming in saying I got something on my face. That's a fun way to derail the show. Give me one second, guys. Let's get back into Lady Graham and his response. I don't see it. Do you see anything on my face besides sexiness? I don't see it. I see a scar on the back of my head where my sister tried to kill me when we were little. Yeah. All right. I appreciate it. Let's read Lindsey Graham's reaction. Let's read President Trump's tweet reacting to Lindsey's victory. This is from Trump. Congratulations to the Senator Lindsey Graham of the great state of South Carolina on his big win tonight. With almost 60% of the vote against a large field of very capable candidates, there will be no runoff. Yes, Emperor Palpatine has been coronated. Senator Palpatine has won his 29th election in Naboo. All right, of course, always. He always wins. Isn't that interesting? Now Lindsey will be able to devote his time to passing the desperately needed and long overdue Save America Act, President DJT. So you see how it's all a mafia deal? You see how it's all, hey, I endorse you, so you endorse me, you know, we kind of go that which way around. I need you to pass this legislation, this other thing. That's the swamp. That's what the swamp is. The swamp is deal making. The swamp is grifting. The swamp is, you know, power politics and insider trading. That's what all these people are involved in. So, of course, they're brothers. They're soul brothers. Like, seriously. Seriously, it's crazy. And of course, he says, thank you. And then this is straight from the putrid mouth of the sewer that is also known as Lady Graham, Lindsey Graham, announcing he's won. Thank you to the big guy, God. Lord have mercy. I don't think he's talking about any God that you and I know about. I think he's talking about, you know, a little demon creature that he serves. Thank you to the Republican primary members for your confidence in me and rejecting garbage. So America First policy, anti-war policy, pro-peace policy is garbage. Mark Lynch is an incredible candidate. He should have been the senator from South Carolina, not Lindsey Graham. To my South Carolina team, my dear friend, Senator Tim Scott, Governor McMaster, Congressman Fry, Wilson Timmons, and so many others, thank you. To my dear sister and her family, I'm forever grateful for the way you stand up for your brother. On to victory in November. Lady Graham. And then he's got the bigger statement, which I will also read. It's really disgusting, so go ahead and get ready for this one. And it's too small to do overhead shot on. From Lindsey Graham's campaign, one thing was made crystal clear last night. South Carolina's Trump country, not Tucker Carlson country, Thomas Massett country, Marjorie Taylor Greene country, or Joe Kent country. Damn, if that don't tell you who they're afraid of in 2028, I don't know what does. That's the whole Rosetta Stone right there laid out for you, baby. Like, it's all laid out right there. They're afraid of Tucker running. They're afraid of MTG running. They're afraid of Joe Kent running. These are the titans. These are the people that are coming in that have the potential to self-actualize into the position of being what Trump was in 2016, but for real this time and in continuity. Okay? That's what people like Lindsey Graham, like Sauron is afraid of, you know, the ring going into Mount Doom. Those are the people he's afraid of. This loud but small group of isolationists, anti-Israel and anti-Trumpers were soundly defeated by a candidate who embraced, who embraced President Trump and his true MAGA agenda. So the true MAGA agenda is war in Iran, rampant inflation. It's going to hit 4% really soon, by the way. Homeless people on the streets while we're paying for settlers to burn Christian towns in the West Bank and the settlements and you name it. That's our isolationist foreign policy. You're damn right. We want to be out of those countries. Bernie Sanders, aligned wing of the Republican Party. So just anybody anti-war, they'll just call you a Democrat. It's the same way I was on the show last time. And I covered when I was watching Hannity with my grandparents. They run an ad for the data center. And they say, if you don't support the data center, you're a Democrat. And it's the same thing. So, okay, so if I'm anti-war, then I'm
now Bernie Sanders. I've turned into Bernie Sanders because I'm anti-war.
I don't think that's how it works. I voted for specific policies that my candidate, once they become the position holder, completely neglects, throws in the garbage, lights on fire, and then laughs in my face. And then that's the thing is, like, if that's MAGA, I don't want to be MAGA. If that's MAGA, then I call it MIGA. Okay, make Israel great again. That's what it should say on the new hat. And the new hat, instead of being red and white, should be blue and white to represent that very simple fact. I'll continue reading it. Also, it was made clear that nobody in South Carolina cares what Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks when it comes to electing a Republican United States senator. But they care a lot about what President Trump thinks. What do you think that's going to be like after, you know, a year or two more of war, ruthless conflict? The money's already been printed. So, you know, the anvil's already dropping down from space onto our heads. It just hasn't broken the atmosphere yet. What are they going to make of Trump then? Is that why you're singling out Joe Kent, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massey, and Tucker Carlson? Because you have to destroy their image now with the little bit of credibility you still have left? This is just like Bush having like the highest approval rating ever after 9/11, and then it crashing down to all the way to the bottom of the barrel, you know, once the war started and actual things weren't easy like we said they were going to be, right? It's literally the same principle. The result comes after months of attacks from candidates seeking to position themselves in opposition to President Trump's agenda and the conservative coalition that has defined South Carolina Republican politics. I guess that's all 80-year-old people that want to bring on the apocalypse before they die. I guess that's the coalition in South Carolina. And I want you guys to call in and tell me if that's true or false, for taking those calls in the third hour, by the way. Throughout the campaign, Senator Graham highlighted his record of delivering for South Carolina. Yeah, delivering body bags, delivering dead bodies, supporting all of the wars and wanting more of them. Yeah, that's support. And he thanks his team again, on to victory in November. Of course, a total joke. He'll win already. He's just laughing in our face. And then we got this gem from Trump. It's the Mario Newfall clip about inflation. The journalist asked the question, are you concerned about the latest inflation numbers that came out this morning? Trump says, no, I love it. I love the inflation. I'm not joking. I have the clip for you. We're going to show that here in a second while I wait for them to pull it up. Want to let y'all know, Graham Plattner has won the main U.S. Senate primary as well. Don't really care about that one too much, just letting you know it happened. But do we have the clip ready? All right, let's throw the clip.
Are you concerned, Mr. President, about the latest inflation number which came out this morning? Could that be a...
No, I love it. The numbers were great. You know what I really love? I love the inflation. You know why? Because as soon as this war is over, you know, I can say it now, something you didn't know. Do you know we've been taking out millions of barrels of oil? Nobody knows it. You know who doesn't know about it? Iran until right now.
All right, so he's just cap artist lying, you know, whatever. He says he loves the inflation. He doesn't love the inflation. He knows the inflation is going to sink the economic recovery, and he knows that that's what people voted for, right? So if we're not going to get that, and instead of that, we're going to get Americans coming home in coffins and rampant inflation, that's not cool. He doesn't love it. It's not going to immediately go away. It's going to take a bare minimum of 6 months to totally reopen the strait, even after the conflict is over. And guess what? The conflict just restarted. It never stopped. All right. We've always been at war with Eurasia or whatever it is in 1984. Let's go ahead and go to Sagar and Jetty and his commentary. I want to read this to people because I really agreed with what he said. Let's say what Trump said is true and roughly 2 million barrels per day made it through the last 40 days. That is roughly 10% of normal traffic at the cost of an Apache helicopter, several drones, and God knows, or God only knows how many billions a month it costs to sustain the blockade. So I'll give you some numbers that are conservative, but I know them to be correct. Okay. So we're looking at over $100 billion that have been spent. We can pull up the live debt clock for the war, spending clock for the war. Y'all can find, of course, it's an estimate, but it's well over $100 billion, or just at $100 billion at this point. Last time I looked, it was $98 billion. We've lost over 40 aircraft, okay? Well, that includes drones, all right? Well, when we lose one of these drones, we're losing like $65 million. Okay, because it's both the drone and like the specialized transceiver responder that goes inside it. The drone, I think, costs like $35 million. The other thing costs between like $15 and $25. I got my buddy co-host on Gray Area. Y'all got to watch Gray Area, Tim Tompkins. He knows a lot about these types of things, and we talk about it. Look at that. Look at that. And then you think about the $100 billion, and that's just a drop in the bucket. It's just a drop in the damn bucket to these people. I mean, it's literally boomer-occupied government. They say Zionist-occupied government. I call it BOG, not ZOG. Boomer occupied government. And to my wise boomers out there, your elders, I really respect you. Anybody can be a boomer. Anybody can be possessed with the spirit of neocon foreign policy. Look at that. I was trying to be conservative. I was trying to be a good journalist and a good boy and give you the correct answer. It's $107 billion. Bare minimum, and that doesn't take into account the billions of dollars of radar systems they've destroyed, all the air defense we've used. CNN throws the number out to 55% of our stock. Larry Johnson, as my dad says, CIA analysis, who's basically never wrong, and I'm his number one fan, by the way, would be wearing a Hawaiian shirt, except my dad told me to wear a suit. He says it's more like 95 to 99%. And if you look at the amount of missiles fired versus the amount of PAC-3 and Patriots and everything that we make, the THAADs, it's simply too expensive, and we make too little of them. We should be out already, okay? And that's why we've been pulling them from other countries like Japan and South Korea. Now, does that sound like patriots are in control to you? I know that's a QAnon thing, but like seriously, people on the internet, they believe in this garbage. And I heard my dad and Stuart talking about it, and I totally agree with their points. It is it's a white rabbit they pull out of the hat to distract you. Right. Obviously, Jeffrey Epstein is running 4chan, 8chan, and doing all these things. We know this now to be confirmed. So we'll get into more news here coming up on the break. I want to let y'all know, where is it? Okay. We got a sale on this bad boy right here. We got a sale on the Ultimate Life Force. You want to get this triple action spike protein detox. This has so many amazing things in it that do wonderful things for your body. The key thing I want to zero in on here is the NAC, the N-acetylcysteine. You got things for spike protein and all sorts of other ingredients here, the natokinase, which is so amazing for scar tissue and other things. But the key to remember about Ultimate Life Force, your body makes glutathione, the master antioxidant, out of N-acetylcysteine. So when you're taking an N-acetylcysteine supplement, you are literally refueling your body and providing it with the master materials it needs to regenerate itself, provide optimal cell and mitochondrial health, basically everything you can mention. Let me give a little breakdown. What is a supplement? Let me tell you what a supplement is. A supplement, a dietary supplement, is something that you take to replenish something that you already need in your body, or it's a hormetic stressor, adaptogen, or a herbal product that has a mechanism of action. You know, I'm not going to say it's a drug. I'm not a doctor. Certainly, it's not a drug. It's a dietary supplement, but it has a mechanism of action in the same way. Oh, I eat protein. Protein has a mechanism of action. It makes me put on muscle. This stuff has a mechanism of action. It's going to help you clean out your body. It's going to make you feel really good. Total body recovery. We love this formula here. We all take this ultimate life force. I wanted to plug that for you real quick. And of course, I would be remiss to broadcast without my little buddy, my Methylene Blue. And, you know, people were commenting. They were saying, Rex, you can't interview Joe Kent in a Hawaiian shirt with the blue tongue from ODing on Methylene Blue before the show. And I say, okay, maybe I can't do it in a Hawaiian shirt. And maybe I can't do it with a blue tongue. But maybe I can do it if I take the capsule form of Methylene Blue that we have. Look how beautiful and perfect that is. Maybe I can do it that way. And you see, that's why we have the convenience of the capsules. And I want to remind people, lest they forget, Methylene Blue is super awesome and cool thing to figure out on your own. But I would highly recommend, you know, if you're taking the liquid, this is a really precise way to dose and get 10 milligrams every single time. So I highly recommend that. I want to remind people, we got all of that and more on thealexjonesstore.com. It truly is the best place to shop for a wide variety of things, not just supplements, but apparel as well. We got some phenomenal shirts, hats, t-shirts, other goodies, other treats. I was told that the water filter is doing so good that we might be out of it soon, or we might already be out of it. So a little inside baseball there. Oops, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But you guys want to get all the amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. So with all that being said, we have to support ourselves. We have to be in this fight because unlike everyone else in media, nothing has been given to us here. You know, it's so funny when I go to these other media organizations or I check out these other places, and I see all these other people interact and it is all corporatized. It is all controlled and there's secret money, you know, coming from somewhere or whatever. Like when I go into the Blaze, I'm not accusing them of anything, but I mean, it's the house Glenn Beck built. We used to trash Glenn Beck in my family. Apparently now everything's all kosher, pun intended. But when it comes to Glenn Beck, I go in there and I'm like, this place is like three stories tall. Get everybody kind of sitting around, but yet it's empty. They got a giant stuffed polar bear here. You know, we got 20, 30 people working, hustling all day, every day, doing this because they love it. I do it because I love it. I wouldn't be in the studio any other way. So when I bring you the products, like my dad says, a good salesman, the best salesman sells you the best stuff. It's not even that. I would be doing this anyway. And I'm a supplement manufacturer and white labeler and shipper and seller and e-commerce guy online in my real life. And that's what I've been doing for the past 5 years. It's only now in the past 7 months that I've come back to broadcasting because the news is so dire, so bad, and people need to be aware of it. But how do you get the news? How do you get this critical information? You get it by supporting places like the AlexJonesStore.com and like the Alex Jones Network and buying the amazing products we have available for you if you can afford them and if you need them. I want to remind you right now that we've got a bunch of sales going on, so go check out the URL. I will be right back next segment with it promises from Israel Katz, promising more strikes, Trump explaining the helicopter, and Alex Karp, Palantir, saying it's very precise in the way it does war. I'll see you very soon. Thank you for being here on the War Room. Rex Jones News on Twitter, Rex Jones News on Instagram. Follow me, contribute, really appreciate it. My heart goes out to you.
Have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently. Stabbing ice picks into their heads nonviolently. Cutting their heads off nonviolently. Ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Love doing the show, the good old afternoon show. For those of y'all that don't know, I'm also live in the morning from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on a program called New American Journal. I just, you know, renamed things a little bit and I'm still around. Let's go ahead and get into the news as I see it's displayed. This is the latest from Trump this morning. Iran's military, I'll read it in voice. Iran's military is a complete and total mess, let's face it. Much of it, like their Navy and Air Force, doesn't even exist anymore. They have been completely defeated. So, is the strait open or is the strait closed? The strait is still closed, so they're not completely defeated, are they, Mr. Trump? Iran is all talk and no action. The bully of the Middle East is dead. All right, so cut back to me. Let's go ahead and analyze this. The bully of the Middle East is dead. Now, you know, Trump makes these prophetic statements, you know, talking about Lindsey Graham, talking about neocon wars, talking about anybody that does a neocon war in the Middle East should be impeached. He makes almost these prophetic statements. Now he's saying the bully of the Middle East is dead. Well, maybe perhaps that might happen to be us, you know, because it's been proven that we have a military with a highly advanced but still highly limited, limited offensive capability, and it really can't defend itself, protect its bases, protect its allies, protect its troops, protect its allied countries, even, for that matter. So that's what we're dealing with, and that's where we are. So am I supposed to believe that, you know, the bully of the Middle East has been defeated, that's Iran? No, the bully of the Middle East that's been defeated has been us, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why the best option has been and always will be, and I'll continue to say this, declare victory and go home. That's all we need to do. That's all anybody and everybody needs to be talking about right now. Everything else can be figured out later. Declare victory. Go home. Trump, you're going to face consequences for this. You're going to face punishment from this. You may be saying, well, I'm 80 years old and I'm going to be out of office and I'm going to be retired. They won't come after me. They're going to come after you. They're going to come after everybody. That old quote you used to say, you know, about they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. Well, here's the thing, man. Even when you sign on to their team and do their bidding and be their Renfield, even when you become the neocon that you swore against, like Anakin Skywalker becoming Darth Vader, they're still going to throw you away. You're still going to be chopped liver. I bet after all this, Trump is still screwed. And, you know, his greatest allies, his greatest supporters, people like Tucker, people like MTG, people like Thomas Massey, people like Alex Jones, people like all of us, right, that carried water and supported Trump genuinely for years because we believed in it. I believed in it, man. It feels like believing in like My Little Pony is real or something like that now. Feels like, you know, Transformers cartoon is real. It's like, as a kid, oh, I think that's real on the TV. No, it's not. And, you know, kind of just as a direction, I asked the producers to compile me the latest Trump tweets. And I literally, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Some of these are White House. 6. So you literally, if you're an old person, this is how you have to understand how, this is how the propaganda works. You can tune into the Trump news channel and never tune out of it, right? In the same way that I tune into like a Dialogue Works or a Due Dissidence or a Glenn Deason or a Judge Napolitano, people tune into just Fox News or whatever, you know, parrot or whatever grifter, and they'll just watch that guy tell them all day that Trump is awesome because they want to believe in the mythos and the victory. The reason why Trump is still polling at rallies and doing the things and people come and they're excited to wear the hat is because they're excited to wear the hat. They're not actually excited to fix the country. Those of us like me, my father and other people in the organization, other people, you know, across media, across various platforms, everywhere, we are not happy that we have to do this right now. We wanted things to be fine. We wanted what we voted for. I voted for Trump twice, and the first time he ran, I was too young to vote for him. I would have voted for him there too, right? It's not about being anti-Trump. And when they say, you're never Trumper, you're an isolationist, you know, you don't want to protect the country, you don't want strong foreign policy. And it's like, well, who's the foreign policy strong for? Is it strong for our country, who's lost $10 trillion? Lady Liberty's lost $10 trillion in the Middle East and Ukraine. Or is it smart for the, you know, little piece of dirt that's the size of New Jersey over there in the Middle East, over there in West Asia, Levant, whatever you want to call it, Israel, who essentially has received, and they have received, this is a fact, the most foreign aid out of any country. Okay, it's them. All right. So it's a great deal for them. It's a great deal for them to defend their country, defend their nation. So why are we paying for it? And why is it MAGA to pay for it? It's not. It's MIGA. And I just got to say, MIGA, are you serious? MIGA, please. You cannot be serious right now. It's like Dr. Umar in here, okay? You cannot be serious. You cannot sell us a bill of goods for two entire campaigns and two entire terms, the first and second one, 2016 and 2020. You cannot sell us this bill of goods. And then the second we give you power back, you just go in there and waddle around and throw your gut out and screw everybody. That's literally what this is. This is like, you know, hey, we're going to a house party. Come on, get in the car with us. Let's go for a ride. And then you arrive and it's a prison and you're about to be gang raped by, you know, aliens from outer space. And you're like, when did this happen? When did I agree to this? I thought we were going to a prom after party. I thought we were going to a function. And they're like, well, actually, no, the alien has to probe you. And if the alien, if you don't want the alien to probe you, then you're a Democrat. And you're like, what? Like, what is even going on here? So these words have lost their meaning. And for Trump to say, you know, the bully of the Middle East is dead and all this after he literally did a press conference in Saudi Arabia 6 months ago saying no new neocon wars in the Middle East. Well, I would just call that self-fulfilling prophecy. Let's go ahead and get into this. Israel promises more strikes. Let's go to clip 14. Clip 14 right now. This is Israel Katz. I believe he works closely with Ben-Gvir as well. Okay, pause it. All right, I don't speak that. So just go ahead and go to the caption on the video, because I think it's captioned what he said as well. I'll go ahead and read it. Basically, Netanyahu is saying the same thing as well. The attacks will continue and they will escalate. And Netanyahu is even calling for color revolution right now in Lebanon, telling the people to rise up and take what's theirs, to take their future. I'm paraphrasing. All right, from Defense Minister Katz. It's so weird. Really quick, come back to me. They have Smotrich, they have Ben-Gvir, and they have Katz. I guess that's like Marco Rubio, Pete Hegseth, and then Tulsi Gabbard, kind of. I guess that's like their defense intelligence collective. Yeah, yeah, but they're not. Are they? It's so weird. I don't care. I don't care about the desert. Why should I have to care about the desert? Why should I have to learn these people's names? Why should I have to go think about fighting and dying over there and think about running to Mexico? Which I will, by the way. I'm not going to die in your foreign war for Israel. And there's nothing unpatriotic about that, by the way. Yeah, like, what the hell is going on here? Go ahead and pull up the tweet again. I'll go ahead and read it. All right, from Defense Minister Katz. We must not think that the work is finished. The campaign against Iran is far from over. If Iran attacks Israel, it will suffer a severe blow as it did a few days ago. The IDF is prepared to attack Iran with great force. And it's like your little brother going and picking a fight with somebody and then saying, hey, 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 you know, I'm picking a fight. I'm fighting him. I'm doing it. But then they have a shock collar around your neck and they make you do it. They can't do anything without us. They need our missile defense, they need our missile interceptors, they need our offensive capability, they need to buy planes from us, need everything, logistics, satellite supply. And that's why with Section 224, they're trying to get fully integrated. So it's not just like, you know, paying a hooker. It's like the hooker moves into your house and signs a prenup and then she owns your property, right? And then you own nothing. So that's what we got going on here. And these people are disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. To think that you would get away with this, to think that you would say, yeah, you know, America, we're going to merge militaries with you and take you over directly. And yeah, even though right now our president, President Donald J. Trump, the supposed most powerful man, leader of the free world, he can't negotiate with Iran because you children in tiny hats are over there trying to start another war. All right. I do believe, like Larry Johnson, I think he's correct. Like my dad says, I'm his biggest fan, so I have to name drop again. Like Larry Johnson says, I think they do want a deal. I think the U.S. does want a deal. I think the Iranians do want a deal. It is Israel that is not going to allow that to happen. Yeah, look at that alternate reality right there. AI sure is crazy, ain't it? Take a little drinky. Super delicious. And I want to recommend, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and do this now. I want to recommend everybody just some channels, okay? Daniel Davis Deep Dive. Judge Napolitano, of course, we love Judge Nap. Dialogue Works, Glenn Deason, Danny Haifong. Who else am I leaving out? Garland Nixon, of course, the great Garland Nixon. Duran Report. Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. Going to have him on our show next Thursday. Really looking forward to that. Also want to get him on this network as well. There are so many amazing places we can just go learn that all this is fake and has always been fake since day one, because we have the real experts to talk about these things and to break them down and give the true critique. My goal, you know, not necessarily being an expert in geopolitics, although I am an enthusiast and I do care about it and follow it very closely. My goal is to make the connection between the domestic American public that is simply ignorant and they don't understand the causality of what's happening right now. So they don't have cause enough in their mind to be angry enough about it to demand change from their government. I want to connect you guys with the best experts in the entire world. And that's why the internet is such an amazing resource. It is all free. It is all available for you right now on AJN Network, where we have a lot of these people on Ben. Can't say the name of that URL anymore because we don't have it. Damn. But the InfoWars spirit lives on forever on the Alex Jones Network and all these other channels. My whole point being alternative media, like we were like a sproutling, a seedling, and then 1,000 other sprouts grew out, right? So you have this whole world and there's no excuse for not being informed and not understanding the very simple premise of, hey, this foreign government had enough power over our nation to take us to war. Okay, even though we explicitly voted against it. Let's go ahead and cut to this. Trump explains the helicopter, okay? And before we cut to it, let me give a brief explanation. So there's a helicopter and a drone got lodged in it, and the drone didn't explode, and they landed the helicopter, and oh, they fired the drone at the helicopter, so we got to go get Iran. It has nothing to do with Israel bombing Beirut and the retaliatory strikes on Israel and the escalation from Israel. It's all about the helicopter. You see, because Trump can't be seen as weak and can't be seen as commanded by Bibi Netanyahu, even though he is. So instead of living in that reality, the alternate reality we live in is Top Gun. They shot the Apache helicopter down. Those damn Haji Muzzies. We going to go over there and get them with Lindsey Graham and a nuclear weapon. We going to solve the problem. It's an excuse to escalate. I don't know if it was genuine. I don't know if it was a false flag. I don't know if it was a green flag. I don't know what it was. I don't believe it. It's faker than the $3 bill, just like everything else that's come out of this administration. He literally called himself the peace president and then now says he's a wartime president and casualties happen at war. And then I'm not MAGA anymore. I'm not America First anymore. I'm not a patriot anymore. I'm not a constitutional conservative anymore because I simply believe that that's bullshit. Radio professional, excuse me. Go ahead and cut to Trump talking about the helicopter.
Mr. President, on Iran, you posted this morning about Iran, and you said that they've taken too long to get to a deal. I want to make sure I quoted you correctly. You said that now they will have to pay the price. Yeah. What did you mean by that specifically?
Well, we're going to be attacking them.
Doesn't he just look like some grand old, we got these horny toads or horn toads here in Texas. He looks like one of those with the cracky, creviced face and tired eyes. And I bet he is tired. I bet the deaths of thousands of civilians do actually weigh heavy on him because I do believe he has a heart. He looks all blown out and weak and withered. He used to look strong and professional. He used to glow. Now he looks red. This is Uncle Sam. This is what I want you guys to understand. Go ahead and replay it from the beginning. I want to give more commentary. I'm going to break down every 5 seconds of this, basically.
Mr. President, you posted this morning about Iran, and you said that they've taken too long to get to a deal. I want to make sure I quoted you correctly. You said that now they will have to pay the price. Yeah. What did you mean by that specifically?
Well, we're going to be attacking them, very hard.
You're resuming bombing?
We are. Based on the helicopter, I guess we have the right to do that. You know, they shot down a very, very incredible, actually an incredible machine. And at first they said they didn't do it, then they admitted they did. It's sort of easy because we have the bomb. We actually have the bomb. Got very lucky that bomb didn't explode.
Now, when he says they admitted they did it, that's just like when he says, hey, we say that we're negotiating with them, and then the Iranians are like, we're talking to the Pakistanis, we're not talking directly to the United States. I can't believe anything that comes out of his mouth because he's been proven to be a liar, like over and over and over again. Go back to it.
Bomb was lodged in the helicopter. It didn't explode. It was on fire, but it didn't explode. It's just those two guys. They knew how to fly, but they got very lucky. And then we had the unmanned boat going very, very fast at speeds that you wouldn't want to go. That's why it's unmanned, I guess, because nobody can go in that. But they rescued. So the both people are, fortunately, the pilots are okay. Now, look, I've been working with Iran for a number of months, and they should sign that deal.
Pause it.
It's a good deal.
So, again, the ignorance of the American public, what is a part of the deal? A part of the deal is requirements for the safety guarantees in Lebanon and getting the IDF out of there, all right? The Iranians have identified that as a non-negotiable item, and they say, hey, get the IDF out of Lebanon, stop bombing Beirut, and then we can have negotiations, we can have the 60-day ceasefire. The Israelis are the ones that broke the ceasefire. Then the Iranians responded. Then we found an excuse to get involved. And now we're bombing all the islands and doing all these things. You name it. Watch somebody like Ryan Dawson talk about it, or Larry Johnson, or Pepe Escobar, or Anthony Aguilar, for that matter. It's insane what's going on. You have this situation with Trump. And then Trump is just like, yeah, well, you know, it happened. So it gives us the right to bomb them. Well, we've been bombing them. We never stopped bombing them. When Israel bombs them, we bomb them. Do you understand that? When Israel bombs Beirut, we bomb Beirut, because it's not two separate entities, as is proven in Section 224. Husband and wife become one body in the church. Okay, it's the same way with the governments now, with, you know, this appointed czar that only has to answer to the president. That's essentially a new Secretary of Defense or Secretary of War. So when Trump says, I guess we have the right to bomb them, we're bombing them already. And this shell game PSYOP isn't going to work much longer on the American public, because the American public is starting to realize that the actions of the Israeli government are backed up by the actions of the American government and the funding of the American government. And people like Anthony Aguilar, people like Tucker Carlson, people like Joe Kent, they come out there and they explain this to people, and everyone just goes, whoa, that's so simple. I'm paying for what they're doing, and we can't control them from doing it. We can't stop them from doing what they're going to do, and we pay for it. Doesn't that sound like abuse? You know, like if there was, there's a girl or guy, and their partner was, you know, taking all their money and making them live on a shoestring budget. And essentially, you know, we used to live in a nice house. Now we live in an apartment, and all to subsidize their lifestyle. You know, some would call that unethical. Some would call that, you know, cruel. Some would call that wrong. Maybe not illegal or immoral, but wrong. And, you know, if the person that is being financially abused, like the United States of America has been financially abused, doesn't stand up and do something about it, then they must be complicit in it, right? And that's our government. Those are our boomers. 60 out of 99 senators are baby boomers. That is that power block. It's been the dominant voting block in America for the past 30 years. When you look at the greatest generation and you compare and contrast the two, the greatest generation folks, their grip on power, 15 years, most of them retired in their 50s and 60s. The boomers are 70, 80, even 90 years old and still trying to hold on to power. And what do they believe in? They believe in everything Trump says. We have the right to bomb. They believe that we can do it, that we can win. They must never have a nuclear weapon. So in order for them never to have a nuclear weapon, we kill the Ayatollah, the guy who banned the nuclear weapon in 2003. And now it's looking like some sources like Larry Johnson and Pepe Escobar, who I referenced earlier, it looks like they may already have the bomb. All right. So that's a little bit of a spiel. It's just some stuff I've been thinking about lately. We got more news. I got an India story. I got some genocide ethnic cleansing stories. Really quick, actually. Go ahead. I don't think it's labeled as a video clip. Let's just get it prepped for the next segment. Israeli senators are burning Taiba in occupied Palestine. This is a Christian settlement where Jesus walked, okay? And there's video of them burning it down. When we back the Israelis, when we back them in what they do, I want to explain this to people. Do you know when the settlers come and take over land in the West Bank from the Palestinians and they steal it from them, they burn down and rip out their olive trees? Okay, now you go, why would you do that? You want the olives for yourself to sell them, to make money, to eat them, whatever. That's not what ethnic cleansing is, okay? And that's because it's ethnic cleansing, ladies and gentlemen. Ethnic cleansing is what they're doing when they burn down these 2,000-year-old cities. Ethnic cleansing is what they're doing when they tear out the olive trees and remove them. They're trying to remove those people's mark from the land, stamp it out, and make it their own. And you can say, well, you know, we did that to the Native Americans. And I would go, yeah, it was wrong, okay? And you have to acknowledge that very simple fact about reality. However, that's the 17th, 18th century we're talking about today. In the 21st century, where you have a cell phone, where you have a cell phone and you get live streamed genocide, war crime, ethnic cleansing, and the American public is still too ignorant and illiterate to rise up and do anything about it peacefully, politically, nonviolently, just because they don't know. 54% of Americans read on a sixth grade level or below. That should terrify us all. So the goal of these shows, and people always say, Rex, you're just talking. Alex, you're just talking. Tucker, you're just talking. Dave Smith, you're just talking. Whoever's just talking, right? Tim Dillon's just talking. The goal is to wake people up and start the cascade that flows like crushing water and drowns the fire, which is our country burning down and falling apart. And the goal is educating people, uplifting them, teaching them about history, teaching them about conversation. If you think what I'm saying is entertaining and engaging right now and informative to listen to, but maybe you don't understand some of the concepts or some of the factoids that I've mentioned, go look up these articles. Go look up these things. Go look up these crimes. And you can see for yourself that they actually happen, ladies and gentlemen. And knowing is half the battle. The pen is mightier than the sword. That's what we do here. This is an information war, even though it is InfoWars no more. Welcome to the Alex Jones Network. I am proud to be here as a host, Rex Jones. Thank you so much. We're going to be taking calls in the third hour and in the second hour after the first segment. I'm going to be joined by Jose Vega. He's running against Richie Torres in New York's 12th Congressional District. I'm a big fan of Jose Vega. Jose Vega has done some really good man on the street work, some citizen journalism, confronting some of these technocrats, some of these big Zionists that are in bed with all the war money and all of it. And he has that connection, like I have that connection, to the street, and understanding that when you put a microphone in these people's face, because they're empty suits, because they stand for nothing, you can just easily crush them. And I think he's got a shot to win. I really hope that he does. I'm going to encourage people to check out his website, check out his campaign. And that's Jose Vega. He'll be joining me. I also want to keep you appraised on Friday, Prospective, I haven't checked my phone yet. It's on Do Not Disturb. We got a double feature. We got a double header. We got a 100-mile-an-hour fastball coming down the pipe. Okay, you know what that is? That's Joe Kent and Anthony Aguilar. You know, if they both confirm again, they both confirmed to come on, but we're still working out the date. It's looking like Friday, third hour or second hour of War Room. So you're not going to want to miss that for the world. We're going to be breaking down Section 224. Anthony Aguilar worked at the GHF for a little bit, I believe, or he was around it. He took some of the most harrowing footage that you've ever seen. We're going to be breaking down how that's real, explaining to the public, hey, this isn't AI. This isn't CGI. This isn't Hamas propaganda. This is real. This man was a Green Beret. This man had 8 combat tours. The man's a damn space marine, all right? An army or whatever. Total civilian noob, whatever. But I look at these people as heroes, right? It's literally Master Chief, okay, from Halo. It's literally a space marine from Warhammer 40K. You got these people telling you, hey, this is horrible. We got to stop it right now. And then you got the Wicked Witch of the West from South Carolina flying in on the bubble wand telling you that war is great. So who are you going to believe? I'm going to present that choice to the American public. I think you're going to side more with the Anthony Aguilars, Tucker Carlson's, and Joe Kent's of the world, Nick Fuentes's of the world, and less on the side of Lindsey Graham, Blumenthal, Senator Blumenthal, and even at this point, sadly, President Donald John Trump. I will see you all in the next segment. I want to remind you all a little bit of a shameless plug, but I got to do it. I got to eat too. All right. I got to tell you guys about what I do for a living. I'm a supplement manufacturer. I'm a white labeler. I'm an e-commerce. I'm in fulfillment, all of it. Nose to tail, when you order a product from me, from the time you click on the button to the time it arrives at your door, and even before when it's made, I control the entire process. I've got 50%off.com, and that's got classic knockout sleep support on it. If you look for that product, hundreds of thousands of units sold. Okay, a bestseller on an InfoWars store for many years. People know it for a reason. 9 botanicals. It's got the magnesium added as well, melatonin, everything. That's 50%off.com. I've also got the classic toothpaste on there with the iodine and the tea tree oil that you know and love. And if you click on the supplements tab, you'll see I've also got the charcoal toothpaste that you know and love. And here's the deal. I was running a huge fulfillment center doing like 2,000 orders a month for, you know, big company. I won't name what company they are. And they let me go. They said, hey, we can get it for $1 cheaper. And I said, hey, you told me we were going to do this together and to open a fulfillment center. They said, ah, well, it is what it is. Here's the deal. If you're buying toothpaste from Dr. Jones Naturals, you need to buy it from me. That's all I'm going to say. Buy your toothpaste from Rex Jones at 50%off.com. Buy your knockout from Rex Jones at 50%off.com. Buy anything and everything basically that you can imagine at that store and at JonesCBD.com. I'm an American businessman. I've been doing this all my life. I've been doing this for the past 5 years. I've had 50% off. So that's longevity. That's real time in the game. And everything I make is because I care about it. I want you to get the best products for the best results. We're going to be right back after this break. I really appreciate everybody. Going to continue on with the news on the war, on the inflation, and on the increase in the CPI, as well as the terror in Britain and the Austin Metcalf trial. Thank you so much.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life.
Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look. Vodka. Potato hooch.
Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow. The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc. I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.